भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 8, Chapter 5, Text 22, The Demigods Appeal to the Lord. Na yasya vadyo na cha rakshaniyo nopekshaniya dharainiya paksha tatapi Sarga Stiti Samyamartam Date Raja Satva Tamamsi Kale Nayasya Vadyo Nacharakshaniyo Nopekshaniya Dara Dara Niya Paksha Tatapit Sarga Stiti Samyamartam Date Raja Satva Tamam Sikale Same time, chant at the same time. Nayasya vadyo nacharakshaniyo nopekshaniya dharainiya paksha tatapi sarga stiti samyamartam date raja sattva Tamam sikale Nayasya vadyo nacharakshaniyo Nopekshaniya darayaniya paksha Tatapi sarga stiti samyamartam Date Raja Sattva Tamam Sikale. Nayasya Vadyo Nacharakshaniyo. Nopekshaniya Dharaniya Paksha. Tatapi sarga stiti samyamartam Date raja sattva tamam sikale Nayasya vavyo nacharakshaniyo Napekshaniya pakshaha Arpi sarga stita samyamartam Tate rajak sattva samasitrale Nayasya vadyo nacharakshaniyo Napekshaniya radhana indviksha Visarga stiti samyamartam Tate raja sattva tamam sikale Nayasya vadyo nacharakshaniyo Nopekshaniya dharaniya paksha Tatapa sarga titi samyamartam Tade raja sattvaka mamsi kale. Mataji's. Nayasya vadyo natarakshaniyo. Napekshaniya radhanaya paksha. Tatapi sarga stiti samyamartam. Tate rajasattvatamam sikale. Na, not. Yasya, by whom the Lord. Vadya, anyone is to be killed. Na, nor. Cha, also. Rakshaniya, anyone is to be protected. Na, nor. Upekshaniya, to be neglected. Adarayaniya, to be worshipped. Paksha, part. Tatapi, still. Sarga, creation. Stiti, maintenance. Samyama, and annihilation. Artam, for the sake of. Date, he accepts. Raja, passion. Sattva, goodness. Tamamsi, and ignorance. Kale, in due course of time. Translation. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no one to be killed, no one to be protected, no one to be neglected, and no one to be worshipped. Nonetheless, for the sake of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, according to time, he accepts different forms as incarnations, either in the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, or the mode of ignorance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse explains that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Name Dvaistyo Stinapriya Yevajanti Tumam Bhaktya Mayi Titesu Chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Although the Lord is impartial, he gives special attention to his devotees. Therefore, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, Paritranaya sadunam vina shaya cha duskrutam. Dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. The Lord has nothing to do with anyone's protection or destruction, but for the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this material world, he apparently has to act either in goodness, in passion, or in darkness. Actually, however, he is unaffected by these modes of material nature. He is the Supreme Lord of everyone. As a king sometimes punishes or rewards someone to maintain law and order, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although having nothing to do with the activities of this material world, sometimes appears as various incarnations according to time, place, and object. Nayasya vadyat nacharakshaniyo nopekshaniya dharaniya pakshaha tatapi sarga stiti samyamartam date rajasatvam tamamsi kale. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no one to be killed, no one to be protected, no one to be neglected, and no one to be worshipped. Nonetheless, for the sake of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, according to time, he accepts different forms as incarnations, either in the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, or the mode of ignorance. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Janjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. I was born in darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the Lord is equal to everyone. Paritranaya sarunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. For the purpose of establishing religiosity and annihilating the irreligious, Krishna appears in every millennium to annihilate the miscreants and to establish the devotees. And what are the devotees? Devotees are those who are following the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not that we have to concoct or try to amend the instruction of Krishna as given in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, the Vedas themselves are described in the first canto, chapter 3, as Krishna himself. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chikara Bhagavan Rishi Nishreyasaya Lokasya Danyam Swastiyanam Mahat. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Krishna incarnate and has risen. What is that, the English? It is all perfect, all blissful, and all successful. Thank you. And three verses later, the Bhagavatam states, Krishna swadamo pagate dharma janadibi sa kalodasam nishamesha purnarko dunodita. This Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, and it has risen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by knowledge, religion, etc. This Srimad Bhagavatam shall give light in this dark age of Kali. So, Krishna actually appears as the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is in this age, Krishna appearing. Someone may ask you, have you actually seen God? Yes. If you have a Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have seen God. And if you have it in your house, you're seeing God every day, all day, in your home. That's why Srila Prabhupada was very keen that every respectable person should have Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in their home, because that's Krishna in your home. This is practical. Krishna is equal to everyone, but he's especially equal. He's Bhakta Vatsal. He's especially favor towards his devotees. Krishna treats everyone equally. If Krishna wants to, there's that verse, I think it's in Bengali. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to save you, no one can hurt you. And if Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. Everyone should learn that verse. I think even our Gurukul students sing songs. Repeat, you learned that when you were a child, didn't you, Prabhuji? In Gurukula here. How does the song go? Repeat after me. Rake Krishna, Mare Ke, Mare Krishna, Rake Ke. That if Krishna wants to protect you, no one can harm you. But if Krishna wants you dead, you can't protect yourself for nothing. You walk out the door, it's over. But Krishna is equal to everyone. He doesn't give favoritism except to his devotee. He's Bhaktivatsal. He's very favorable to his devotee because the devotee is constantly thinking of Krishna. He's constantly worshiping. We heard yesterday in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, was it maybe Maharaj was reading on Saturday. Bolo Krishna, Vaje Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. That the instruction was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same instruction as Lord Krishna gave. Lord Krishna gave the instruction, think of me in the form of Krishna, offer obeisances to me, worship to me, bow down to me. In this way you'll come to me. What's the Sanskrit? Man manavava mad bhakto mad vyajimam namaskuru. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his pastimes, gave the same instruction. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Chant Hare Krishna. Worship Lord Krishna. Come to the arti. Worship Krishna. Offer everything to Krishna. Koro Krishna Shiksha. Study the teachings of Krishna and give those instructions of Lord Krishna to others. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one who does that, the devotee, the bhakta, bhakta isn't a cheap thing. Like they have their bhakti fest. That means come and enjoy the bhava. That is sahajiya. That is artificial. Someone thinks he's in bhava. Bhava is a very advanced stage, serious stage of devotional service. Ado, shradatata, saru sangha, tabajana kriya, tato anarta nivritti, syat, tato nista, ruchistata, tato bhava. That's way down the line. Ado Shraddha, first have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am his eternal servant. That's the first step. You don't have that, you're out of the game. You're nowhere. There's no chance of bhava. You don't experience the bhava. Ado shraddha, tata sadhu sangha. Then you associate with sadhus and sadhvis. If you don't associate with sadhus and sadhvis, go back to stage one. Get some faith, for crying out loud. If you're not here at the Krishna temple, associating with the sadhus and the sadhvis, you can't have bhava. You have no bhava. You've got sahajiya, fake bhava. Prabhupada was very strong on this in the lecture yesterday. These so-called sadhus claim that they are in the bhava. We associate with people. Their motto for their big event is experience the bhava. Okay, first experience the shraddha. Then you experience sadhu sangha at the Hare Krishna temple. That's the sadhu sangha. You got sadhu sangha someplace else? Please tell us where. Because I've been everywhere and I've never seen it anywhere else. But Srila Prabhupada's Hare Krishna temple. That's the sadhus and that's the sadhvis. There's no other sadhus and sadhvis. There's fake sadhus and sadhvis. There's people that think in their minds, I'm a sadhu and I'm a sadhvi. But they are miscreants. Ado shraddhata sadhu sangha tabhajana kriya. Then, still on the line, on the way to bhava, you have to engage in devotional service. Bhajana kriya. If you're not engaged in devotional service, under the guidance in Los Angeles, under the guidance of Savas Das Prabhu, if you're not engaged in seva in the Hare Krishna temple, then go back to stage two, sadhu sangha, and go back to stage one, adau shraddha, in the beginning, faith. Then, bhajana kriya tato anartha nivritti syat. Then the anarthas begin to go away. It's a science. It's not that I jump to bhava, or I jump and I'm in bhava, or I take off my kurta and jump around and that's bhava. If I'm wearing a Brahmin's thread while I'm jumping. That is not what the Rupa Goswami Prabhupada describes as bhava. Bhava is you bhajana kriya, then your bad habits go away. You no longer eat meat. You no longer take intoxication. You no longer gamble. And you no longer have illicit affairs. Woman hunting, man hunting. We go to these festivals. The basic principle is man hunting and woman hunting. Women is hunting for man, and man is hunting for women. And nowadays, man is hunting for man, and woman is hunting for women. Hunting going on. That is not described by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He says, tato bhajana kriya tato anartha navritti syat tato nista. One becomes fixed up, still no bhava, but you're getting on the path. Tato nista, tato ruchi. Then you get a taste for chanting, dancing, associating with the devotees, performing service is a science. This is by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. This isn't by the GBC or me. This is the pages of Nectar of Instruction and the books of Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, Nectar of Devotion, this is described. They don't even know the teaching of Rupa Goswami. What is Nectar of Devotion? They don't know. Tato nista tato ruchistata tato bhava. Then, after you've been through all that, which is about 60 years of devotional service in ISKCON, we haven't even reached that yet. We're on the path somewhere. I think we're still working on anartha nivritti syat. Then, down the line, 65 years in ISKCON, which if they're 40 years old, I don't know if they can ever, I mean, we hope they can reach that when they come to Krishna consciousness and surrender to Srila Prabhupada and the ISKCON instructions and come to the temple daily for Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Guru Puja, Mangal Arati, Japa. This is a science. You can't just say, I'm in the bhav. Tato bhavas, tato premya byudanchati. And beyond bhava is prema. Prema means we become lovers of God. This is the goal of this human form of life, that I become lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Guru nasasyat, svajano nasasyat, pita nasasyat, janani nasasyat, daivim natasyat, pacharnakarpane. What's the next line? Namoche yet yasamopreti mrityu. But first of all, guru, don't be a guru. Don't go and say you're going to save the people. Don't become a guru. Namoche yet yasamopreti mrityu. If you can't save your dependent, your disciple, from birth and death, if you can't save them and bring them to Vaikuntha, to the spiritual world, don't become a guru, Srimad Bhagavatam says. Don't become guru nasyasat svajano nasyat. Don't become any kind of leader. Don't become pitana sasyaj. Don't become a daddy. Don't become a father. If you cannot save your children from birth and death, don't become a mother, don't become a father. Stay childless. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm not saying it. They say, don't become any type of leader. Don't become a demigod. Daivim nitatsyat. Not patasyasyam. What is pati? What does it mean? No, that's pita. Pati means something else. Don't even become that. Unless you can save your dependents from birth and death. Therefore, if you're not in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, don't become parents. Unless you can turn your children over to ISKCON to go to our Gurukula. We have Gurukula? Something like that. Or at least to the Bhakta program and the Bhaktin program by the time they turn 17, 18. Otherwise, don't become a parent. Srimad Bhagavatam is clear. No question of just going around and being in the bhava. No, you have to practice the rules and regulations of devotional life very strictly, live in the association of devotees, serve the bona fide spiritual master who can deliver you from birth and death, who can deliver you. This is the real process of spiritual life, not some cheap meditation, shamanic healing that we will give you the healing, heal you from your diseased condition, or make you feel better, look younger, lose weight. Prabhupada said yoga means reduced fat in the yoga systems tapes. He said, why don't you increase the fat? Why are you concerned with reducing fat? Prabhupada was very heavy. He never encouraged our devotees to have the temple as a yoga studio. The temple is a place for hearing and chanting about Lord Krishna. In many instances, although Prabhupada said yoga was good exercise, Srila Prabhupada criticized yoga as simply some calisthenic, some exercise. We see many so-called spiritual groups, the main function of their spirituality is yoga. Down dog. I'm very spiritually advanced because I know a down dog. And even more advanced, the up dog. If you do a up dog, then you're really in the bhava, because you got an up dog and a down dog, if you've got both. Our spiritual master never came from Vrindavan bringing yoga poses. He brought Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, chanting Hare Krishna. He brought the strict principles of Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. And this is our fortune, our great fortune. We don't have some mishmash or some exercises. Our exercise is devotional service, cleaning the temple, washing the pots and dishes, cleaning the garden, digging up the flowers, translating the books into other languages. So many activities of devotional service. And then we become dear to Krishna. So much so that even though he's not equal, even though he's equal to everyone, he's especially favored to the person that performs these activities. And he personally dances on the tongue of one who chants the Hare Krishna mantra. He lives in the heart glowingly of the person who worships him daily. And he comes to bring that person, just like he brought Gajendra. He makes the effort to bring that person back home, back to Godhead. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.